Put up 7 from PF. Can these judging cures? It is. It is. 07. 16, 20, 25. Dictation is for Miss Roxana Goodwin. Goodwin spells G-O-O-D-W-I-N. Roxanne spells R-O-X-A-N-N-E. Date of birth is 08-23-1961. 63-year-old female. A with left lower leg. Swelling and redness, period. Patient said this has been going on for a while, but it's gotten worse in the last 3 days. Stated that she has had this in the past, approximately a month or two ago, where she was diagnosed with cellulitis and treated with Bactrim, which she said helped, period. She says she's back today because as soon as she stopped the medication, she can see the lesion slowly return, period, and today it's gotten worse. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports back pain with radicular sensation down our left leg. Next line. Patient reports. She reports no bowel or bladder dysfunction. Next line, she reports bilateral lower extremity edema. Next line, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes between this paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 94% at room air. Blood pressure is 131 over 87. Pulse 80. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3 PNS paragraph. Left lower extremity. Anterior surface. Large. Approximately 16 times 18. Macular. Rash. Blanches when palpated. Site is hot to touch. No fluctuations, no bleeding or discharge. No, she has tenderness to palpation and site is hot to touch, period. Next paragraph. Back, no step off, no crepitus, no tenderness of the bony structure. She has muscle spasm in the lateral surface of her back. There's tenderness of the lateral surface, but no tenderness of the bony structures, period. She has full range of motion of her lumbosacral spine. She does have some discomfort with flexion, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory, inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Nearest peripheral edema, but no cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, no tenderness of palpation, no organomegaly, period. Next paragraph, skin, no macrosopathies, no vesicles or bulli, except as described above of her left lower extremities, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial alert 2-10 is normal, motor and sensory functions is normal, mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is radicular. Lumbar radiculopathy. Assessment number 2, cellulitis, left lower extremities. Assessment number 3, leg pain, open parenthesis, chronic, comma, patient recently had ultrasound to assess for DVT. That was normal, close parenthesis. Assessment number 4, a peripheral vascular disease. Number 5, medication refill. She's requesting a refill of her albuterol. Says she has a history of asthma / COPD / chronic bronchitis, and asthma that she uses on a regular basis is out, period. Next paragraph. peripheral vascular disease. Patient was referred to a vascular specialist, but indicated that she is unable to fund the visit period. Next assessment, medication refill. Next assessment, asthma. Next assessment, cellulitis period. Today in the clinic, patient was sent home with the following medication. Bactrim 800/160 mg. Tab/capsules. Take one pill BID for 14 days. Number 28, next medication. Albuterol MDI 90 micrograms. Two puffs TID PRN 4. Call for wheezing. Next medication, Irbesartan /HCTZ 150/112.5 mg. Should take one pill daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, baclofen 10 milligrams. One pill at bedtime for 30 days. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, that she has none and no dictation.